Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, January 15, 2009, bringing you all the geek right on time. Look, it's starting to become second nature. Yes, indeed. Good Thursday morning to you. Thursday Moon's going to be taking a look at some patio books today. Of course, giving you all that geek news you so desperately need. And checking the good old GRD mailbag. First off, I guess introductions are in order. I, your solo host today, I am Billy Flynn.
You're going to love my nuts. Watch this.
I guarantee you. Absolutely. Of course, we are still without Belt Buckle, who is still on the countryside of life, if you will. Birthdays for today, this Thursday, January 15th. Ernie Reyes Jr. is 37. He was Zing in Rush Hour 2. He was Ty in The Last Dragon. Doesn't that make you feel good? Regina King is 38 years old. She was Marcy Tidwell and Jerry Maguire, blah, blah, blah. Oh, dude, she's the voice of Huey Freeman on The Boondocks, the one only true samurai still walking this earth. Thank you. Mario Van Peebles, who we mentioned yesterday on the TV pages, is 52 years old and just outstanding. Mario Van Peebles, great guy. Love him. He's fantastic. Andrea Martin, 62, an original cast member of Second City Television, and she was also in the incredibly overrated My Big Fat Greek Wedding. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Oh, let's see. Television for the evening. Oh my goodness, tonight on CBS. It's a rerun of CSI, so they can show you the new CSI in which, quick spoiler, Grissom leaves the show. Apparently they were paying him too much money and not giving him enough to do, and all I can do is just cry for you. Aw, where poor you? After that, 11th hour is on. Sorry, I got a little, haven't had any caffeine yet. On ABC, it's an all-new Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, and The Practice. NBC has a new My Name is Earl, a new Kath and Kim, a new Office in which Andy remains unaware of Angela's affair, a new 30 Rock, and a new ER. It's all new, in case you missed that. Fox tonight with a new episode of Bones and Kitchen Nightmares. CW, looky here. Smallville returns this evening, and The Persuader attacks Clark. Ooh, not The Persuader. New episode of Supernatural as well. AMC American Movie Classics. A show, and I don't know if you can call it a classic, but by Jove, it's a fun little film that's kind of forgotten. It's Quigley Down Under. You should see Quigley Down Under. It's a fun little Western, Australian Western with Tom Selleck, yeah. Animal Planet tonight has Jungle Orphans. Yeah. Country Music Television, Every Which Way But Loose. Back when Clint Eastwood used to hang out with Clyde, the orangutan. See, not Chimp. Not Chimp. I didn't say Chimp because I knew what I'm talking about. Discovery Channel has a show called Treasure Quest on tonight. They're searching the English Channel for lost treasure. So they're questing for treasure, hence the title. I love it when a name actually works. Family Channel is showing Princess Diaries. You could watch E and C Moulin Rouge. I love me some Moulin Rouge. Okay, in fact, I think I'll watch it again. But not right now, because I got to go to work soon. Food Channel tonight on Ace of Cakes. Preparing cakes for firefighters and fire breathers. Sure. History Channel tonight, Valkyrie, the plot to kill Hitler. See the true story of the true story. I don't want to slam a film I haven't seen, but dude, Tom Cruise is playing a German. Turner Classic Movies is showing Jack Lemmon's version of The Out-of-Towners. You know, the original one. The original one. VH1, again, has the 14th annual Critics' Choice Awards. Critics have choices. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, it's on the Sci-Fi Channel, because an intergalactic warrior must stop a gang of ruthless aliens from invading Earth. Tonight, Amelia Cook, Mark Dacascos, and Billy Zane, oh my God, all star in Alien Agent.
Listen up, it's time for mail call.
Taking a peek at the good old GRD mailbag for the evening. Let us, for the evening. Dude, just because it's dark doesn't mean it's evening. Oh, so not used to this. Okay, so I had an idea and wanted to know what you thought about it. Should we, as a GRD nation, collectively call the country radio station while the vicar's on and request one song to screw with the radio listening public? Yes, I'm essentially proposing a podcast crank call from everyone. Wow. And that's from Dex over at Screen Geeks. Dude, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. But what song? I don't know. Well, then again, right now they don't like the fact that we are podcasters at our radio station. To pull back the curtain just a little bit, they're not exactly happy with us doing this, and they would prefer us not to. So I don't know how they take to us calling. We'll think about it. I do like it though. All right, let's see. From Big Arch Michael, please tell me that the Vickers radio stint is somehow being live streamed somewhere. I have to hear this. Sadly, no, we don't have streaming available yet. And I would add, friends, just to drop them from a burger from Sonic as opposed to the Whopper. That's a smart move, sir. I would do it for a footlong chili cheese coney. And from my understanding, the term for Doctor Who fans is Whovians. You know, you're absolutely right, sir. I do remember that now. I couldn't think of it the other day. Couldn't think of it at all. That's for Big Orange Michael. Thank you, sir. Corey writes in, Dearest Billy Flynn, I heard on NPR, wait, don't tell me, that the United States government is using Viagra as a tool to fight terrorism. Now, I wonder if this practice can help stimulate our economy. Will our best informants go blind? That's from Corey. You did a little pun foo there, sir, and I liked it. Yes, I did. Then again, I'm a sucker for pun foo. Wow, how would you, against terrorism? What, they can't fight with erections? I don't understand. And, Dex sends another message here. He's like, I totally forgot to add that whenever one of us calls, we need to say how much we all love Belt Buckle and that we hope he never leaves the show. Oh, that would be so sweet of you. If you would like to drop a missive to us, please do. Send it to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce. Sorry, there's no address for Belt Buckle yet, at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, Thursday Me is going to be taking a look at Podio Books and your geek news coming up here on this Thursday, January 15th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
You ever read comic books? I don't. I mean, what's the point with all the capes we have flying around these days? Every hero worth his salt has a cool origin story, right? Well, that's a load of crap. Maybe it happens sometimes to those headline heroes, but not the metahumans I know. Most of us feel like we were gang raped by a cosmic freight train with a twisted sense of humor. Welcome to Metamediocrity, an audio comic book written and read by Jay Lynn. Join us for our full podcast at metamediocrity.com, where you'll find lively discussion on a wide range of topics along with regular episodes of this audio comic.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net. A gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hi, this is Mer Lafferty, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Flynn, get your hands off my parsec. Vicar, get your hands off my other parsec. For your information, that's not my parsec. I have a knife.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, January 15th, 2009. You know, Mer, there's something about a woman that can kill you that really works for me. I just think you should know that. You should be aware.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Would you like some free audio fiction? If so, PodioBooks.com has got it all for you. Here's a look at what's some stuff new this week. Ion Dragons Book 1, The Saramond Quests by Derek Gilbert. Dragon pee really stinks. And with that bit of cautionary advice, Master Dragon Slayer Davian begins his tale. Davian is the third level master of the Order, a group of men who alone have the power to battle the most fearsome creatures of all of Saramond. For thousands of years, the brothers of the Order protected their world. Now something has upset the balance of power between man and dragon, and Davian must face what appears to be a dragon that cannot be seen. Wow. Badge of Infamy by Lester Del Rey. Daniel Feldman. A lot of D names today. Daniel Feldman was a doctor once. He made a mistake of saving a friend's life in violation of medical lobby rules. Now he's a pariah, shunned by all, forbidden to touch another patient. But things are more loose on Mars. There, Doc Feldman is welcomed by the colonists, even as he's hunted by the authorities. But when he discovers a Martian plague may soon wipe out humanity on two planets, the authorities begin hunting him for a different reason altogether. And The Corridor by Zan. The Corridor is a fantasy horror story about Stuart Morrow, a man who has lost all hope and reason to live. Oh, the vicar. No. However, a strange coincidence brings him unexpectedly into contact with a multitude of worlds beyond our own. Haunted by a despot who rules over countless alternate realities, Stuart's only hope is to seek help amongst the assortment of bizarre and grotesque characters who await him in the corridor. So see, there you go. Good stuff out today. Ion Dragon Book 1, The Saramond Quest by Derek Gilbert. Badge of Infamy by Lester Del Rey, The Corridor by Zan. Join the Podiobooks bandwagon. It's easy, free, and carved out of a block of awesomeness. So as soon as you're finished listening to today's episode of Geek Radio Daily, please take your attention and your fingers over to podiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, Sam Jackson said that negotiations to put him in the role of Nick Fury have broken down because, as he says, quote, there seems to be an economic crisis in the Marvel Comics world. Really? Was this just Sam trying to get more money? Or did Marvel really hire him for a cameo and not go ahead and write out a contract for the movies? Seems weird. Seems weird because they can do it without him, but by God, that's what he was supposed to be in the Ultimates. They got him for the cameo. Eh. Fingers crossed. Jackie Chan in negotiations to star in the remake of The Karate Kid. Of course, to take on the role of Mr. Miyagi. Which, what? Because, like, right now, okay, we know Pat Morita played him in the first one. We know Ralph Macchio was the Karate Kid. They're already talking that Will Smith's kid, Jaden, is the Karate Kid in this one. So Jackie Chan, Jaden Smith, I say we just go ahead and get Ben Stiller to be the Cobra Kai leader, and we've got a movie. Outstanding. Seth Rogen, who is, you know, like him or not, I think he's funny. He's funny, and he is out there now. He's famous. Now he's posed to be on The Simpsons. He has written and will actually perform his voice on an episode of The Simpsons. It's an episode where comic book guy creates a superhero comic, and that gets made into a feature film. And Homer plays the lead, and to slim down, Seth Rogen's going to play his personal trainer, which means Seth Rogen must be the miracle worker. Spider-Man creator Stan Lee is set to unveil the world's first gay superhero. Stop, stop, stop. I know there's been gay superheroes, but this is on TV. High school basketball star Tom Creed hides his developing superpowers along with his sexuality. Former Marvel Comics boss Stan, who is 86, is unleashing the character in an hour-long TV drama being shot in the United States that they're also going to try to take over to the UK. People love, you know, that they're heroes, so why not? Why not? You know, Stan, do something good. You know, with gay power comes gay responsibility. So a supporter of net neutrality principles and of making broadband affordable across the United States is expected to be nominated as the next head of the Federal Communications Commission. That's according to many, many, many reports. Barack Obama is expected to nominate his technology advisor, Julius Janowski, to the position, replacing outgoing chair and uber douche Kevin Martin. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. We share Obama's goals of creating a more diverse, democratic media system and providing fast, affordable, open internet access for everyone, he said in a statement. We're greatly looking forward to working with this. I hope this happens because net neutrality needs to be protected. No one should be telling you what you can and can't see on the internet. No one should be controlling your speeds and trying to move you to specific locations and blah, 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 blah. Net neutrality. Look it up. They're trying to take away our freedoms, okay? Okay? And there's got to be, you got to love geeks in love. Aw. Aw. Phil Spice loves his girlfriend, Annie, so much that he spent weeks rewriting the Chrono Trigger game she played so much on her DS so he could include a surprise marriage proposal. He said, I wanted to propose in a unique way and had bounced several ideas off of our friends. Because, of course, you talk to your friends. Guys, other guys know romance. I really wanted to do something more memorable than just dropping to one knee in a restaurant. Okay, well, I can't do that anymore then. Mr. Spice, who is a computer science student, software engineering, decided to rewrite one of the games. Spent 3 weeks working on it, hacking Chrono Trigger to put in a custom level just for her. And on the night that he was going to propose, his girlfriend comes home and says, you know, I'm tired of this game. I don't think I'm going to play anymore. And he's like, oh my God, that freaked me out. But he persuaded her to carry on. She was just 15 minutes away from a cool quest. He sat there and she got to it. And aw, geeks in love. Aw, that's so sweet. Geeks, you know, we're fantastic when we propose. Got to end the show in a little bit of sad news. Yesterday we lost two great people. We lost Ricardo Montalban, age 88. He died yesterday. Of course, you know him as Khan Noonien and Singh. Of course you do. Mr. Rourke. Yes. He is going to be buried in a casket made of rich Corinthian leather, so he does have that going for him. Also yesterday, we lost Patrick McGowan, the prisoner, danger man, the king in the Mel Gibson, one of the Mel Gibson movies before he went absolutely insane. Age 80, Patrick McGowan. At least, if nothing else, we can say, number six, sir, you are free at last. Geek Radio Daily, a production of all the wonderful people at Geek Radio Daily. It's what we do, man. Subscribe to us through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. And come join the forums for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Geek Radio Daily is licensed through the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Please come check out the store at cafepress.com and get yourself some panties and send me a picture. And email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Alvin.